This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
Ryan Montbleu began his career as a solo artist, playing small clubs and folk venues around Boston. Now he's well known around town and around the country as the frontman of the high-energy Ryan Montbleu Band. But for his newest CD, which is called For Hire, Montbleu headed to New Orleans to record with some of the city's best-known musicians. This is the track, Yami.
Have you ever needed someone to talk to? Cause you're not sure what you ought to do. Yes, I know there are times when everything keeps running through your mind. You can't get no rest.
Ryan Montbleu grew up in Peabody. He's Boston-based, but he's not here that much because he spends about 200 days a year on the road touring. But he stopped by our studios recently with his guitar. And Ryan, great to have you. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. So tell us about this new CD, For Hire, which you recorded in New Orleans. What was that like? What attracts you to New Orleans and the music of New Orleans?
It basically started with, I wrote some lyrics for Trombone Shorty, who's a great artist from New Orleans. On his last two records, I wrote a couple of songs apiece. They just really worked out, and the producer on that record was Ben Elman from Galactic. When I originally sent him the lyrics for the tunes, I didn't know how else to do it besides, like, I just made a YouTube video of myself singing the songs. And I think Ben liked the way that I sounded when I sang those songs. And then the idea was like, well, why don't you come down here and make a record on your own and sing these kind of songs and write for yourself.
And what was it like? Because you're suddenly, I mean, you're very comfortable with your band playing day in and day out all year long. And suddenly you're playing with people like Ivan Neville, Anders Osborne, and others, right? Session players.
Yeah, suddenly I'm looking out a vocal booth at George Porter Jr., who's looking at me wondering what the arrangement is. It was just very different.
And you did this in like 2 days, is that right?
Basically, yeah. I mean, basically we did 10 songs in 2 days in New Orleans, and then I did another small session up here in Cambridge.
Well, let's hear another song from the CD. So this is Head Above Water.
The day you got pushed in was the day you learned to swim. And then the tide kept rising inch by inch. You tense up your spine. You test the borderline.
Great sound. I like the lyrics on that. The day you got pushed in was the day you learned to swim, keep your head above water. What inspired that song?
Oh, God. I mean, it sounds so broad, but just the state of the world today, I guess. I mean, these days it seems like everybody's just trying to tread water. Everybody's just, like, everybody's kind of struggling together in the state of the economy, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just that shared experience that we all have of trying to just stay above water.
Ryan, let me ask you tell me what kind of music you grew up listening to, and in particular, I'm interested in who influenced you as a singer. I mean, I hear a lot of R&B in your voice, but I also hear people like Sam Cooke, maybe even Stevie Wonder, people like that.
Yeah. I mean, I was into like rock groups and blues and things like that from an early age, and I listened to like AC/DC and stuff, but I also, for the most part, listened to like a lot of just pop R&B. I listened to like Boston's Own New Edition, and that kind of had a big effect on me, I think, singing-wise, because that was the first kind of R&B I was exposed to. And that sort of led back to Sam Cooke and Stevie Wonder and all that eventually.
Well, you've brought your guitar. Can you play something for us?
Sure, yeah. This one is, made it onto the record. This is one I wouldn't have guessed would have been on this record. And this song I wrote years ago, kind of a breakup song, and I thought it could use a good studio version, so we did it. But I'll do it on my own. This is called Just Perfect.
Writing letters only to keep them in my head. Chasing my mind around, building arguments, and it would be easier if you were here to defend. But I remind myself that that won't happen. Six more days to Sunday, and I swear that I won't call. I suppose it's about time I took down that picture on the wall. One of you and me when we dressed up for Halloween. And I'm still not sure what you were supposed to be. What you were supposed to be. And I know that time heals all things.
sure feels like time kills all things bad about you. And could it really have been me who said so proudly that I'd be better off without you? And day by day I work myself down to the bone. And I put your arms around me whenever I'm alone. And sure, I know that those little arms, well, they aren't real. But I say that anything is better than the way I feel. Day by day I work myself and I smile at all my friends and I say that I know it's just a second love and surely it don't mean the end. But when does that name fade and when do I stop using it for protection? And where does one go to from perfection? And I know you're not perfect, but I built you up that way. And I know it's been a year, but I can't take another day. And it would be easier if you were here to defend. But as it stands, I'm just left with an image of perfection. An image of perfection. An image of perfection. Whenever I close my eyes, an image of perfection, and it gets me by.
Very nice, Ryan Montbleu. Thanks so much.
You got it.
So that's Ryan Montbleu singing the song, his song, Just Perfect. He's been singing that for a while. That's also on his new CD, For Hire, recorded in New Orleans. That song, Just Perfect, it's terrific. Tell me about it.
Oh, man, I wrote it years ago, just really heartfelt, really, really torn up by an old relationship out of college, you know, and just really had my heart broken. And, yeah, I don't know. I wrote a breakup song. And it was...
they often make good ones. I was talking with someone not long ago how those painful events in life also make for some great sort of emotive music and songs.
I know. So then it puts you in a weird spot. It's like, do you look for those painful experiences then to help you write better, or do you just try to stay happy? I try to stay happy now.
You know, I love the energy when you play with your band, but I got to say it's great hearing just you and your guitar, too. It's just terrific.
Thanks, man. Yeah. It's something I still love to do.
Good. So I understand you live in Lawrence. You grew up in Peabody, as you told us. When did you start playing the guitar and singing?
Well, I started playing guitar when I was a little kid. I mean, my father gave me a guitar for Christmas when I was 9. So but I didn't take it seriously at all. And basically, when I went to college, I started playing a lot.
This is when you were at Villanova, right?
Yep, Villanova. Yep.
An interesting detail, I read that you were super, super shy at one point, right? So this must have been a painful transition that you needed to make.
It was strange. I mean, I would just sit in a room for hours and hours in college and just play guitar, and I couldn't even play guitar in front of anyone. I was so shy, you know. I mean, not even my friends. And then eventually I could do that. I could play in front of them. And then I started singing in the car, kind of, because I couldn't sing in front of anyone. I was just scared to death. And then I told my friends, I was like, you know, I think I can sing. And they were like, all right, yeah, like, sure, okay, so go ahead. And it took me a while, and then... Yeah, and then so I got out of school, and then it was like, well, I guess I'll just try to figure out how to make a living out of this because I think I want to do it.
Another interesting thing, you started out studying to be a chemical engineer, I understand.
I did.
So a lot happened there in those college years at Villanova.
Yeah, I went in a chemical engineering major and came out an English major. So there was a lot going on. Yeah, I was writing poetry in the back of chemistry class, and something had to give.
That must have told you that chemistry wasn't the right thing, right?
No, it wasn't. Yeah, something was amiss, yeah.
Ryan, great pleasure having you in here. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Oh, it's been such a pleasure for me. Thanks for having me.
So can you play us out on something? Give us one more song to end the segment.
Sure, yeah. This is one that's on the new record. This is called Dead Set.
Every day's a mishmash of death, dumb, and happiness. How far could it go?
Ryan Montbleu's new CD is called For Hire, and the Ryan Montbleu Band will be performing next Friday at the Met in Patuxent, Rhode Island. For more information and to see a video of Ryan performing right here in Studio 3, go to radioboston.org.
Tomorrow on the show, as Massachusetts moves ahead with plans to license 3 casinos, some casino developers say the Northeast could end up with too many. Casino Saturation, that's tomorrow on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a very happy Memorial Day and join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.